Data centers seem to perpetually grow and expand in the federal government, sort of like kudzu. Well, earlier this month, the order came down from the White House, consolidate or otherwise reduce the number of federal data centers by half and use more cloud computing. Fine and dandy, but can agencies achieve this goal? Well, one new survey out today shows a somewhat pessimistic view. The study was done by Meritalk and backed by NetApp, a maker of computer storage equipment. Here to discuss the results is the president of U.S. Federal for NetApp, Mark Weber. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tom.
So tell us who was surveyed, first of all, what kind of results you got and who you were talking to in the survey.
Well, this was a live event, and we surveyed the people that attended the event. About 65% of them were federal employees, and about 35% were systems integrators.
Okay, and what was the major finding? What did they say about consolidation?
Some of the major findings were clearly there was some pessimism on the timelines. You know, I mean, they've got some aggressive goals, and three out of the four people said, boy, those timelines aren't going to get met. Lots of discussion and dispute over how many data centers there should be. Right now, the number is 1,100. How many should they consolidate down to? But there were some really interesting findings, too. A couple of them were a fair amount of optimism about the cloud and about going to the cloud. Also, probably one of the most interesting findings was, why can't you consolidate? What is going to be the block? And, the number one by far was culture, people. So it wasn't technology, it wasn't security, it was the culture of changing down to fewer data centers.
So when you talk about the culture and you talk about the people, you're talking about that mindset of allowing them to take away your little hard drive and moving into the cloud, that kind of thing?
Sure. I mean, I'm drawing my own conclusion, but sure. I mean, change is tough for anybody. So, you know, that Vectondra's got a mission to consolidate and get it more efficient. Everybody, that's a clear finding out of this survey was nobody was disputing that finding. He's got the right direction, the right leadership, but who's going to get consolidated?
Yeah, because consolidation means somebody's data center is going to close, and that's a symbol of power and authority for a CIO or some program manager that they can point to all those machines humming away and say, those are mine.
That's correct. You bet. One of the other findings out of the survey was, were people willing to give other agencies their equipment to run? Well over 50% said yes. And well over 50% of the people said yes, they were willing to give the private sector some of their equipment to run. So clearly that's good optimism for going to the cloud.
Is that because this is a work-related project as opposed to personal? I mean, that way their privacy and their personal security, not really as much of an issue when you're talking about the files you have on your computer at work?
Could be, Amy. I don't know. I'm drawing a conclusion out of the data that we got, but that question wasn't directly asked about was it personal or professional.
Okay, and we're speaking with Mark Weber, president for U.S. Federal at NetApp. And one of the findings you asked people about where the savings will come from consolidation, assuming they can get it done, and where do they say they thought most of the money would be saved by this effort?
Well, it's energy, operations, personnel, hardware and software, and real estate. All five of those people agreed, well over 50% of the people agreed that's where the savings is. The primary ones were energy and operations. So, you know, not too far off from why you would consolidate. Fewer things running, you're going to save floor space and energy.
Now, you're a supplier of storage equipment or network-attached storage and other
That's
types
correct.
Of devices. And so is consolidation good or bad for vendors like yours?
Vendors like us, it's fantastic. Because it's not just about the amount of hardware you have in there, it's how efficient you use the hardware. So at this conference, there were a couple of people presenting which had not just set a number of data centers, they had actually set measurements on the efficiency of the equipment. So how much utilization you were getting out of your storage or out of your servers. So those were kind of some of the interesting metrics coming out of this conference. And companies like ours, having high utilization and having the right software to utilize that correctly, this is a great thing for us.
I want to get back to the issue of the timeline and how there is a concern among feds that they're just simply not going to meet that timeline. The biggest speed bump, you said, is that there's this disconnect for the culture, that they're not going to be able to meet it because people aren't going to be able to get over that mindset. So if they can't meet the timeline, then won't this continue to be a problem on down the road? Aren't we just kicking the can?
I think so, Amy, but really, if you look at the message we're getting from the leadership of the government, it's clear, and we're getting clear direction to consolidate. And you see certain agencies that have strong, strong leadership that are doing this have already done it. So yes, it's a cultural thing, but I think it comes down to strong leadership implementing what they need to do, which is probably right anyway, to do the right thing and consolidate and get more efficient. So I think it comes down to leadership.
Well, assuming you can get, as leadership, can get people on board to do this, what are some tips for making it happen once you decide, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do it?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things out of the survey, Tom, was technology and security were like 8% of the people thought that's why they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not the issue, right? So what's the next step after you get through the leadership and culture? It's implementation. The tools, the products, the things out there, they exist. Everybody is virtualizing their equipment. Lots of consolidation is going on. So that's really not the issue. You got to pick which tools you're going to implement and get the right stack of equipment and software. But I don't think that's the hard thing. I think getting the right direction is the hard thing.
And who decides on all that? Is that the CIO job?
Clearly in each agency it falls at different levels, but it starts at the CIO at the agency. I don't think Yvette Condra is going to drive implementation inside of an agency. An agency has to take their own responsibility, and I see a lot of them doing that.